This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. A member of President Trump's National Security Council is set to testify Thursday in the House investigation about Ukraine, and he has resigned his post. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Tim Morrison, a former top GOP aide appointed to serve on President Trump's National Security Council, is believed to have been among those listening in when President Trump spoke with Ukraine's president about investigating Democrats, the center of an impeachment inquiry. Morrison's testimony will come a day after two Foreign Service officers told lawmakers President Trump was relying on attorney Rudy Giuliani rather than career diplomats to handle Ukraine. House investigators are now summoning former National Security Advisor John Bolton to testify. He openly fought with the administration against using Giuliani for a back-channel operation. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
3 days after President Trump stepped up to a White House podium and told the world Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was finally dead, military officials gave the public a glimpse of the raid that ended his life. Five black and white videos taken by drones flying overhead show attack helicopters blasting and killing a series of dark figures near the compound who fired on U.S. Special Forces as they flew in before the U.S. forces themselves approached, calling on those inside to surrender. The videos released late Wednesday also show U.S. aircraft using precision-guided munitions to reduce the area to rubble. FBI Director Chris Wray told a House panel that the group's leader, in his end, does not end the threat.
To a large extent, what we're most worried about here in the homeland is the what I would call the virtual caliphate, which is people who are inspired online, which is a lot easier to do and not just all tracing back to one leader.